There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, and inventors, and of course, broadcasters, right? And we're students rising to become instructors. Well, I'm delighted to introduce to you right now your newest instructor. He's a broadcaster. He's right here on Genesis Communications from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Central on Saturdays. He's a hero of mine. I've been listening to him for years and years and years and years on the radio. Erskine. Welcome, Erskine.
Thank you, Ben. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and really great to talk with your audience for the first time. The one thing that, if you don't mind, that I was interested in, if you're instructing the people as to how they can be better informed, then you have to instruct them that they have to be discerning when they're listening to the news. When they talked at the top of the hour of the news, they talked about 1.5 million Armenians being massacred by Ottoman Turks. Well, that wasn't quite the whole story. That was their story. But what they were massacred by was jihadists, the same people who are there today, the same group that is there, and they are radical Muslims, the same ones that were there back 100 years ago massacring 1.5 million Armenians. Tell the truth on this. I mean, we've got to have a leader that tell the truth, who step up and say, what is it? Is it somebody just having a little spat or something like that? They are massacring Christians. They're massacring Jews. It is a Holocaust. Let the churches speak out. We should be up in arms as a country about this, in my opinion.
You know, Erskine, one of the things that we do here on our collective broadcast, yours and ours here, is we teach people how to discern the truth. And, you know, when my dad came up to me right after graduating from college, he put his arm over my shoulder and he said, so, well, son, you know, 4 years, what'd you learn? And my dad was a principal and acting superintendent for years, a teacher. And I said, well, Dad, you know, I learned a few facts and I learned how to think. And I don't think he was all that pleased with that answer, but that really was the truth. I learned how to discern. I learned how to look at what the information is as presented and dissect it and decide whether I think it's accurate, inaccurate, truthful, or propaganda. And, you know, we've had Joseph Goebbels, right? I mean, he was the minister of propaganda for the Nazi regime, and he did a great job at conning the people into...
He also did. He also came out of the German equivalent of Hollywood, where he did a film called Titanic, which actually is a pretty good film. So he used all of these different media to con the people. We're seeing the same thing today. We're seeing it in spades. I really like what President Reagan said. Trust everyone. but verify. We need to do verification. We need to do verification beginning with our leadership, that those who are going into power, even at the local level, especially at the local level, that they understand that we are a constitutional republic, not a democracy, as our president said, but a constitutional republic. They need to understand that, and they take an oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution. Too bad you didn't have a city manager like that when you had your survival expo.
Well, Erskine, the city of Lebanon has declared war on USA Preparers, and let me just tell you what happened.
That's war against Americans, and this is what I'm afraid we've got, is a war against Americans. And a tyrannical system that's coming in that is extremely frightening because it takes all the power away from us. But we can't let it happen. We aren't going to let it happen. So tell me what happened there. I understand that they really would not allow you any type of your rights.
Well, that's exactly right. So we've had 7 expos so far. And we've had the last 3 of them in a small city in Missouri called Lebanon, L-E-B-A-N-O-N, about 17,000 people. And they have a wonderful civic center there, huge free parking. And, you know, up until this point, they were very, very nice to us. The manager of the civic center was accommodating, and something must have happened. And, you know, here's what happened. So we have 6 seminars going on at all times, and we expanded it to 7. So we had 97 seminars, 1 hour apiece, going on over a 2-day period. And, you know, naturally the cops like to show up and see what's going on, but they think that, you know, because they have a badge, a gun, a taser, billy club, mace, body armor, you know, all the accoutrements of starting a small skirmish. They have this, and they feel that they can come in the back door, and they feel they can push their weight around, and, you know, because they have this badge, that they can do whatever they want. They don't have to come in through the front door, and they work for the city, so that gives them special rights and privileges above everyone else. Well, I say that's nonsense. So what happened was, during the setup day, which was a Friday, the expo was Saturday and Sunday, so during setup day of Friday, they come in. One of these guys was canine. The other, he left his dog in the car. And so these 2 cops come in uniform, and they're kind of walking around to see what's what. And I went up to them, and I said, "Hey, guys, how's it going?" And big smile on my face, a smile on her face. And I said, "Just want you to know that at 6 o'clock tonight, we're consecrating the expo, the grounds, as sacred Native American grounds. We're having our ceremony here, and you will not be able to be in uniform on duty. Now, if you'd like to come back out of uniform, off duty, you're welcome, but not in uniform, not on duty." Well, this one cop, this young cop, took real exception to that and immediately started complaining about me, about this guy in the back who approached him. And then he went right to the city manager, and then the city manager just sent more cops. Ultimately, what happened was a fire truck came, and another fire truck came, lights and sirens and horns all the way from downtown. And, you know, for 5 minutes, sirens, lights, horns, blaring. And then you've got to wonder, you know, if you've ever been to the mall and you see a fire truck there, you go, geez, maybe I better not go to the mall, right? Because something good, you know, that's not an attraction. That is a that is something that tells you that's not a good sign. Better stay away. Well, that's what they did to us. Okay, they sent the fire truck. Now, this fire truck is not just a regular fire truck. It's black. It's black, and you would think that it is an extra large SWAT vehicle. I'm serious. If you go to Google and you type in Lebanon, MO, fire truck, you'll see this thing. It is massive. It's 2/3 the size of a semi-tractor trailer, and it looks like it's a SWAT vehicle. It doesn't look like a hook and ladder truck at all. It doesn't look like it's...
The Darth Vader fire department is on the scene, right?
Right, right. So they scared away our attendants. Saturday was pretty good. Sunday, people left because They saw me and the cops, and you know what was really interesting? They just kept sending the cops, and they walked in formation, three at a time, the county, the city police. They walked in formation, kind of pushed their way around. They were in charge. You know, I'd walk up to them and say, hey, guys, did you find anything interesting? No. Would you like to attend any seminars? No. I mean, they were angry with us, and we're the biggest, nicest, calmest, most educational event they've ever had there. I mean, they have the dog show, and they have a breakfast meeting, and they've got this great big facility that they hardly use all year, and yet they beat us up, and they won't apologize. So I asked the city manager, I said, after the expo, or during the expo, he said, look, we're going to send the cops. If we feel like sending the cops, we're going to send the cops. It's our building. And I said, I'm the tenant. I'm the tenant. And he said, no, we're going to send the cops if we feel like it. Well, that's what they did. And so they interrupted us. They disrupted us. And we can't go back there, because when I asked the city manager if he had a copy of the Missouri State Constitution, he said, yeah, somewhere, but we don't go by that. We have our own policies and procedures.
Right. Right. We're above the law. We're above that Constitution. We don't need no stinking paper. Right. Then you've got a tyranny. You don't want to go back there. You don't want to spend your money there. You don't want to help their economy. You don't want anything else to do with them. That's the nice thing. If you don't want, if they don't want you, you don't want them. You're not going to take them to court or anything. You're just not going back there.
Well, it's worse than that. Because I'm going to talk about them, and, you know, I'll give out the mayor's phone number right now. His name is Lyle Anderson. Now, Lyle Anderson did not sanction the city manager. The city manager's name is Chris Heard, H-E-A-R-D. The mayor did not say, you know what, that guy's out of control, you know, we can't have that, you know, actually, I think I'm going to fire him, because if he doesn't think that we support and defend the Constitution of the state of Missouri, well, we don't need to be in business. And by the way, it is a business. The city of Lebanon is a corporation, and they're interested in revenue. As a matter of fact, the mayor said to me, well, you know, we are interested in your business. He never said, Vincent, you know, that's a really cool expo you have. You're teaching people about survival and preparedness. No.
No.
He said, we're interested in your business.
What can you
business.
Do for them, not how they can help you?
Right. So here's the mayor's cell phone number. So, class, I if you'd like to call the mayor of the city of Lebanon, Missouri, and ask him why they killed the Get Prepared Expo, the largest and best preparedness expo in the United States of America, and I challenge anyone to prove that that's not true, 417-664-4396. 417-664-4396. And you can call them and tell them that you just want to know why they killed the expo. Why did they kill the Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri? They didn't kill the expo completely, because we'll have it in another location. It'll be a private location. We've learned everything we need to know about city governments. And Erskine, when I come back, I'll tell you about revenue streams and why they really like having their concession stand. I'll tell you why the city governments like concession stands. Why they like $6, $7 beers, $3 and $4 small sodas. Yep, $4.
You're done with the Cowan Civic Center, aren't you?
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Erskine and I will be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm absolutely delighted to be broadcasting with Erskine. Erskine Overnight right here on Genesis Communications Radio Network. And you can listen to Erskine from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Central Time.
You know, Vince, sometimes you think you know quite a bit, and you're pretty much on top of it, and people ask you, and they say things to me and to other talk show hosts, you're pretty sharp, aren't you? Well, no, I've got some sharp people on, and what I'd like other people do is to listen to some of the people that we have on. One of the people I had on talked about mind wars. This is how they're controlling you. It's almost like the entrance to the Matrix. The way they've got this set up to where they can control you with news, with propaganda, so many different ways, but it goes well beyond that. Mind wars, I've got a lady on who's going to be talking about that this week. I also had Trevor Loudon on from New Zealand. I don't know if you've heard of him, Vince. He goes around to a lot of the Tea Party places, and he's written a book called The Enemy Within. And one of the things that he brings out that I thought was absolutely outstanding if you give me just a second, Vince, he's talking about what happens with people who get elected to office, how we've got among the Senate, among the House of Representatives, we've got people who are members of the Communist Party who get elected to office. And these people are basically direct spies. They couldn't be hired to be a janitor at the Pentagon, and yet they're into these meetings where top-level information is talked about. You've got people like socialist Bernie Sanders. You've got others who are socialists, who are communists, who are in our government right now, and people are voting for them and putting them in. Trevor calls them out in The Enemy Within. Interesting scenario. I hadn't thought about that, how many people are being voted into office who are essentially against the United States of America in so many different ways. That's an area that I hadn't thought about. Had you really thought about that, Vince?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I know some people who have been elected or selected for our voting pleasure. And, you know, I met with a guy. I had him in the car. And he was in the Missouri House of Representatives at a pretty high level. And I turned to him and I said, is this how it goes? You know, a guy gets elected, and then they have a party, and they sit a pretty girl on one of these guys' laps, and they take some pictures, and it's all arranged. And then later on, the vote's coming. So how are you going to vote? Well, I'm going to vote against it. Oh, really? Geez, we were kind of hoping you'd vote for it. No, I'm going to vote against it. Hey, let me show you these pictures.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I said, is that how it goes? He said, no. No, it's more subtle than that. He said, here's what happens. It starts out with, hey, let's get some coffee. Let's go have a cup of coffee. So someone buys one of these politicians a cup of coffee. And then it's, hey, yeah, let's do lunch. Wednesday, let's have lunch. And then it's, so he's bought a cup of coffee, then he's bought lunch, and then it's dinner, and it's, hey, you know, your wife, my wife, let's bring the girls. So we'll have dinner, the four of us, you know, me and my wife, and you and your wife, and we'll have dinner together. And then it's the ball games with the children, because they're about the same age. And then it's, hey, do you have a boat? Hey, come on, I'm out on the boat. And then it's, let's go on vacation. And then, you know, I got a friend in the furniture business, and as a matter of fact, he'll probably, you know, give you some furniture. Okay. And then it's, have you ever been to South America? You know, there's this vineyard in South America, and I think I can get you a trip down there, and we can do some investigation and see if we can maybe have some trade with South America. Okay. And that's what happens. So then these guys, they make $35,000 a year at the state level here in Missouri. And they're living in a house that they absolutely positively can't afford, because now they've got a new friend in the mortgage business, and they've got some realtor friends, and now they're in a new house, new furniture, new cars, and they're living way above where they normally would live.
And they're owned. They're bought and paid for.
Right, they're bought and paid for. So what we're finding out, this is absolutely true. I mean, we all believe this, right? Well, I've met people who said, yeah, it's absolutely true. It's happened to me. But let me add an exclamation point to this. The people who are susceptible to this are weak. They are easily bribed. They are easily controlled. They are without moral fabric, moral fiber. They're bribed. And they can't stand up to it. They're so weak, they're easy to own. The rest of us wouldn't even consider this. But not these politicians. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we got a meetup on Monday. Meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. on the battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. We start at 4:45 and go to about 8 o'clock or so. So on Monday, we're going to learn about beekeeping. We're going to raise bees, how to raise bees on your property and get double the yield out of your orchard. That's with Jeffrey Maddox, beekeeping. Then we're going to have part three with Mike Wasson. He's going to continue the discussion of dealing with the blue plague and men in black dresses. The blue plague and men in black dresses, part three with Mike Wasson. And then questions and answers with John Gore, former cop. And he's going to talk about some of the things that he was forced to do when he worked for the police department, things that he disagreed with and things that he refused to do and why he's no longer in the Springfield Police Department. Erskine, you know, you and I are privy to a lot of information. We get a chance to talk to experts in all kinds of areas. And, you know, some of that's disturbing, don't you think?
A lot of it's very disturbing. I just wonder if it wouldn't be better to be fat, dumb, and happy and not even worry about it or think about it. But then I'm not built that way, and neither are you, and neither is your listeners. They're built to where they want to know the truth. And, you know, it's like Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. Well, I think we have to handle the truth. You can't either that or we make the symbol of this country the ostrich. And I don't see that happening. So we've got to be standing up. We've got to be vigilant. And a lot of people say, well, I'm tired. I've been doing it so long, and nothing seems to change. Well, when you give up, that's when you give up, and they win. And we can't be giving up at this point. We've got to be taking a stand because we're at a very critical juncture, not only with this country but in the entire world. I noticed something happening in Phoenix. They had 55,000, 60,000 people show up, Christians show up.
We just lost Erskine, and we're going to get him back. And one of the things that I wanted to talk with Erskine about is some amusing stories. Amusing stories that don't backstories, things that have happened to him on the air and things that have happened to me on the air. Things that we didn't expect, kind of like what just happened just now, where we get disconnected or a guest doesn't show up. And one of the things that we could talk about is, you know, kind of like one of the stories with Dr. Norman Shealy. And the way that works is Dr. Shealy's on the air with us on Wednesdays, and he's been on the air with me for years and years and years. And I would call him, you know, the day before and say, Dr. Shealy, what would you like to talk about? And he'd say, Vincent, look, we can talk about anything you want. We don't need to prepare. I'll see you on the radio on Wednesday. And I'd say, well, how about a little reminder, you know? Nope, don't need a reminder. You know, if I'm not going to be with you, I'll let you know ahead of time. It's okay. So that's how it goes. When I get on the radio with Dr. Norman Shealy, I have no preparation whatsoever as to, other than my questions, Dr. Shealy has no idea what I'm going to talk about. And so one day I was all ready to go on the air, and I called in right at 9 o'clock. Dr. Shealy wasn't there. And I called in and, Dr. Shealy ready? No. Next thing I know, okay, I've got your guest. We're all set. She's all ready. And I said, great. Who is it? And the engineer said, you know, it's that woman who's on. And I said, great, what's her name? And I said, is it Julie Penick? He said, I think that's her name. So I said, may I speak with her? And so Julie Penick and I chat for a minute, and I say, hi, Julie, how's it going? Glad you're here. What would you like to talk about? Oh, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about. So great, we're going to be on in about a minute. And so what would you like to talk about? Whatever you want to talk about. No preparation whatsoever, because I was all prepared for Dr. Norman Shealy, and he was not there. So nobody knew about that. Nobody knew about it until, well, probably right now. So those kinds of things happen to us in broadcasting. And by the way, Nate, do we have Erskine? Okay, we're going to see if we have Erskine back. Nate, our engineer, is... And this is one of those things that happens. And sometimes a telecommunications problem occurs, and we lose our instructor. Sometimes our instructors forget. That usually only happens once. When they forget... When they forget, they don't come back, because if it wasn't important enough for them to be on the air with you, our class, then it's not important enough to have them on the air. What was that? Did you? Well, great. Okay, Erskine, you're back.
I'm back. We had a power failure in Phoenix. We had like 3 drops of rain and the power dropped out. So that's why you have to be prepared. You've got to have things like cell phones. You've got to be buying metals, precious metals. And I think the most precious metal you can buy is lead. But you've got to be prepared, because there's so many things that could happen to us at any given time.
Yeah. And I was just telling a story about, you know, what it's like, some things that go wrong on the radio. And I shared a story about Dr. Norman Shealy, who is on the air with us every Wednesday. And he told me, you know, no need to call. Just, you know, I'll meet you on the air every Wednesday. We don't need to remind each other. And we'll just, you know, no need to prepare. We'll just go on the air. And one day he wasn't there, and his substitute was there, Dr. Julie Penick. She came in, and I didn't realize it until about 60 seconds before airtime that she was going to sit in for Norm Shealy. So those kinds of things happen. Do you have any amusing stories that you'd like to share with us about, you know, some funny backstories that have happened?
I have a couple that you might find somewhat amusing. One, I was doing this show. I was really gung-ho. Felt really good. Man, I'm doing great. And it came to break time, and I went to go to the bathroom. Locked myself out of the studio. That was a pretty interesting one to have happen. You tried to get in the studio. I was locked out. The mic was on, and it was not good. It was pretty tough. Well, what happened was the doorknob came off. I mean, it wasn't the greatest studio going, but the doorknob came off. And we finally figured out a way to get in. But boy, that was a panic for one time. The other time, I had this lady on, Betty Eady. And she had a book called Embraced by the Light. It sold over 1 million copies, New York Times bestseller. And she was talking about how people died, went to heaven, and Jesus would greet them like a greeter at Walmart, and how the Jews were walking around heaven, and if you're a Muslim, somebody named Elizabeth met you. Well, the book was just absolute garbage. And I said, Betty, you're telling me that people have died, they have been put in autopsy and they come back to life. I said, send me 2 or 3 examples. Well, Oprah believed me. Art Bell believed me. I said, I'll give you $10,000. Send me 2 examples. I'll give you my own cash. Give me an example of it. Send me proof. Of course she didn't. It all was made up. And the fact of the matter is, we went on and it got to a point where she just, when we left, when the interview was over, she hung up. That was it. She never wanted to talk again. But sometimes you get some people on who are just crazy. We try to get people that we agree with. I want to hear what they have to say. But they're just totally off the rail. I'll just call them out on it. You do the same thing.
Sure, sure. You know, you mentioned Art Bell, and, you know, he's got a great story. But you're getting locked out of the studios is right up there with it. You know, Art Bell came back from a break, and he was kind of mumbling. And he said, yeah, I just did the dumbest thing. He said, you know, one of these cartridges, one of these commercial cartridges fell and broke, and he decided to super glue it together during the break. And, you know, he got some super glue on his fingers, and he, you know, wet his fingers, and he literally super glued his lips together.
That can happen.
Well, I literally super glued my thumb and forefinger together once when I lived in Virginia, and it's a real painful thing because you cannot. I mean, you can cut them apart and, you know, probably start bleeding. But I understand that, you know, Art Bell really had a tough situation because water makes super glue work really, really well. Well, he, you know, when the water on his, the moisture on his lips, and then he got it, he literally super glued his lips together. But I super glued my...
Host, that could be the worst thing, but my wife is a nurse. She used to work burns, and she can tell you stories about places that they super glued that we don't want to talk about. We don't want to go there, Ben. I mean, she's had one doctor that the doctor's wife decided to take revenge on him, and it was not a good situation. Let's say his love life was a little bit shorter than he would have liked. So, but I really believe that we are making a difference. I hope we're making a difference now.
Yeah, yeah. I believe we are making a difference because, you know, those who listen to us can comment on our intonation. They can comment on, you know, what we've said. They can replay things that we've said on the air that have impacted them, and I really appreciate that because they take us pretty seriously. So those of us who tell the truth on the air, share parts of our lives on the air with, you know, those who are in our situation in class who are listening, I really appreciate it. And we get calls from all over the world. People commenting. I mean, literally, we get calls from all over the world. People commenting on what our instructors have said, what we've said, what our positions are, and they thank us. They thank us for, you know, sticking our necks out. Erskine's with us. Erskine Overnight. ErskineOnRadio.com. ErskineOnRadio.com. Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. I'm delighted to be with them. We'll be back right after these few short commercial announcements. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed black Angus cattle. and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you know, one of the intriguing things that some of us would like to know is how broadcasters got started in radio. In my case, it was really simple. I wanted to have a preparedness expo. Why? Because some of my outlaws don't understand preparedness. So I thought, okay, I'll get some experts to come in, and maybe they'll say the same thing that I say. I'll invite my outlaws and my in-laws, and they'll see that, you know, Vinny's not quite as nuts as they thought, or there are others that are just as nuts as he is. And so in order to have an expo, I needed to promote it, and that led to radio advertising, and one of the radio station managers in Springfield, Missouri said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to give you the advertising, and I'm going to give you your own radio show. So I did one day a week for an hour a week, and then pretty soon, within weeks, that became 5 days a week on the big station in Springfield, Missouri. So that's how I got in. Then Republic Broadcasting picked me up, and then Genesis, and then other stations, and that's how it happened for me. But I'd love to ask Erskine, how did you get involved in radio?
Well, I had a dinner theater outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and to promote the theater that I had, I was going on various radio and TV shows. So at one juncture, I had a opportunity to open up a theater, brand new theater in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I was coming into Tulsa, and I was going to be opening the theater, and we were going to get a percentage of whatever profits came off of the opening. And I was going on John Erling's show, who was number one person in the morning in Tulsa. So I get there, and they really hadn't sold that many tickets. So I said, well, I'll be on all these TV shows. I'll also be on the Erlang show, and maybe we could get some tickets. So we ended up selling the place out for two shows. But when I went on the Erlang show, I'd done a prediction effect where I told him, sent him a prediction about 2 weeks before. I had already had this plan, same prediction 2 weeks before. And Erlang said, if he opens this envelope up, I said, such and such and so, I'm out of here. 20 minutes to go on the show, Erlang opens the envelope and says, so-and-so, I'm sitting there by myself, and I'm looking over, and I'm saying, you know, if you don't say something, we're going to have dead air for 20 minutes. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely. I took over the number one morning show for 20 minutes there, had the full audience at the theater where I did a mind reading psychic entertainment show. We had a great time. And I said, there's no heavy lifting on this. I kind of enjoy the work. You could have always heard that 15 minutes after you're off radio, you're forgotten. Whatever you say is forgotten. They kept talking about it for an hour later, and they finally said, I guess the guy's for real. Go see the show. So that got me into it. I enjoyed it. And then I saw how much you can do with radio, how you can affect people, how you can change their lives. And there was a fellow who I worked with in Louisville who was blind. And this blind man taught me a lot. His name was Joe Elliott. And he taught me an awful lot that there are people out there who are so dependent on you, who you may be their only contact, that it can make a major difference in their life what you say to them. So I always try to be very careful what I say. Doesn't always work out that way, but I try to be careful what I say because words have meaning, and we as broadcasters know this. It isn't just a job. It's important what we're doing for people. We're making a difference, I believe, in the world, and hopefully a positive difference. That's how I got into it, Vince.
Mm-hmm. You know, Erskine, radio is the theater of the mind, and I think there's a lot more learning. This is a stretch for some people to believe, but I think there's a lot more learning that goes on in radio than in a lot of television, because you have to use your mind.
You've never done TV. Television is sound bites, Vince. They give sound bites. You got 30-second quiblets. Boom, boom, boom. Get it out quick. Get it out quick. Get it out quick. Radio, you've got time to actually talk with somebody. You're able to go in depth. Much, much better. Much better, Vince. You're absolutely correct.
You know, Erskine, when I first started broadcasting on the big station in Missouri, I was given advice by senior management, and they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the best hamburgers in Springfield. Who's got the best hamburgers? That'll make great radio. Oh, we're also going to quick questions, rapid-fire answers, and that's great radio. And I said, no, I don't think I want to do that.
You know, that is a great radio. That's post-talk radio.
Yeah, and, you know, believe it or not, I like the long answers, the clear answers that you and I do. That's what I like, and that's what I believe we need to do. Erskine, thank you so much for being with us. I'm delighted to be broadcasting.
Enjoy this. Sorry, the power went out. We'll do it again sometime.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.